Hey, what's good, my amazing friends? Welcome to The Remedy. I'm your host, Sarah Amazing Grace, and I am so stoked to be hanging out with you guys again this week. How was your week, you guys? Mine? It's been a little bit stressful. My life is a little bit in upheaval, and you know, I wasn't even sure what this week's podcast was going to be about. And then I realized that I am living in the middle of what I should be talking about. And that is that change is hard. You know what? Moving is hard. Being uncomfortable is hard. Have you guys ever moved far away? Have you gone that road less traveled? Or are you more of like a homebody, stay close to the rabbit trail that you know kind of person? For me, I find a lot of comfort in familiarity. But you know what? There is one thing in life that is certain. Change. People come and go from your life. Jobs change. I mean, the weather changes. Life, death, breakups, babies. I mean, life is uncertain. This last year has really highlighted how things can turn and change in a moment. Things in this world, they sure look a lot different than just a year ago, am I right? I mean, it's almost unrecognizable. The new normal. You know what I mean? And man, I fight against that narrative. I don't like change. Years ago, I survived a life-changing car accident that left me with severe injuries. In a moment, everything changed. I was sitting at a stoplight, minding my own business after work when a guy came out of nowhere and hit me going close to 100 miles an hour from behind. My life changed in a moment. One minute, I was a 19-year-old without much care in the world, but the next moment, I had a broken neck and I spent several years relearning how to navigate life in a new normal. One thing that is certain in life, it's change. I struggle with anxiety. I love to feel safe. And even though change seems to keep finding me, I prefer to make every effort to dig in and cling to my comfortable little nest. Have you ever been called to go somewhere or to do something that was outside of your comfort zone? I mean, how do you feel about big changes? Is change easy for you? I know for some people it is. That ain't me, though. Although I know that change is necessary, and in those times is when you're stretched and grow. I mean, I say that when you're comfortable for too long, the only thing that really grows on you is moss. You know what I mean? Moss doesn't grow on a rolling stone. You know what I mean? Man, and I am being stretched right now. The changes that have taken place in this world have shaken all of our lives up. For us, me and my husband, we're moving. We're moving to a whole new state, like halfway across the country from where we both grew up. Him in California and me in Oregon. These areas, the leadership, while we pray for them every single day, they've chosen to go down a path that we aren't comfortable with. So we sought God and what God would have for us, and the doors have swung wide open elsewhere. Far, far away from where I'm comfortable. We always, my husband and I, we try to seek God for any big change, and I encourage you to do the same. I've found in my life that God always knows best, and when I seek His will, it turns out perfectly. Proverbs 16:9 says that we can make our plans, but it's God who determines our steps. And when we think we know better and we step out without knowing what God has for us, man, that can lead to all kinds of craziness in our lives. I mean, I've heard the saying like, never blame someone else for the road you're on. That's your own asphalt. Ha, asphalt, road, you get it. Anyway, but seriously, before you step out, ask God for direction. I mean, wouldn't you want to ask directions from someone that was holding the entire map? Of course. God sees the whole picture and His ways are always right. Although they may not always seem like what we want, He's always right. Anyway, we are moving. And while I'm super excited for this new adventure that's ahead, I'm also super uncomfortable. I mean, I know Oregon. I know pine trees and rain, and I know beards and grunge, and I know surfers and snowboarders. I know having family 5 minutes away and the comfort of knowing that we won't miss out on any big event. Our friends here, we're going to miss them. My best friend, Carrie, of 26 years, we've only lived a few miles apart from each other. Even when we've moved to different towns, we've moved together. I'm going to miss our home Bible study. Those people are our family, and we're leaving it all behind for the unknown. And that's unsettling. Leaving behind our house? Oh, my beautiful house. This house was a total answer to prayer on so many levels, but now it's going to be somebody else's answer to prayer. This house will be someone else's. I know the Lord is leading us, and doors have swung wide open. I know that. But the uncertainty, it's still there in me. God has proven over and over how faithful His leading always is in my life. God has never let me down. You know that Footprints in the Sand poem where, you know, a man looks back over his life and in the hardest times he only sees one set of footprints in the sand and he asks God, "God, why did you abandon me in those hard times because I only see one set of footprints there?" And God says, "The one set of footprints that you see, those footprints are mine because it was in those times that I carried you." Well, the truth is, for God's children, there's always only one set of footprints in the sand. He carries us our whole lives. I mean, sometimes there's a set of footprints and then there's a set of like other feet dangling and dragging as we try and get down and we think we know our own way. But the reality is that from the womb to the tomb and into eternity, God carries us. And if we're seeking God for His leading, He will lead. He's the Good Shepherd. Remember in a previous episode, Lions Not Sheep, where we talked all about how we are all sheep? It's the shepherd that truly matters. And that good shepherd, he is never going to lead you astray. Today, I was scared. I struggle with anxiety, like really diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. And even when I know that God is there, my body still chooses to go into panic mode. It's more than just being normally scared. My body kind of does its own thing sometimes, and our house is being packed up, and everything seems chaotic. It's all happening so fast. Every corner is being cleaned out, and things that I loved are being sold or given away, and all of my precious, beautiful house plants that I've cultivated for years, I mean, they're kind of like my little babies. One by one, they're going to new homes. And along the way, I've been praying and asking God to continually comfort me by showing me a little bit of spiritual breadcrumbs along the way. I don't know if you do that. I mean, I've heard of a lot of people who also, you know, kind of rely on those little breadcrumbs on the path ahead of you. Like, okay, God, I know you're in this. We don't have yet a home to go to in the new city, state, halfway across the United States that we're going. It's purely by faith that we are making this huge transition. And that uncertainty can creep in if I don't choose to have faith. And even though I have faith, and sometimes my faith is like a mustard seed, so tiny, God says, that's all I need. It's just a tiny little bit, and from that I'll grow. But sometimes that's really all I feel is a tiny little bit of faith. I know God is there. I mean, I'm just being real. Sometimes I'm scared. And this morning, as I was wiping down the counters for the 100th time, knowing that pictures of our home are being taken for sale tomorrow, I was moving this little scripture container that I have sitting by the window. And I'm going to be honest, I don't look at that scripture container very often. I mean, I read my Bible, but there's this little card deck there with scriptures, and I kind of ignore it. And sometimes water gets splashed on it, and it just kind of sits there as part of the decor. But today, as I'm moving everything into its proper place for a picture, I picked that up, knowing that there's going to be a whole bunch of strangers walking through my house. And for a second, I wondered what scripture was on the front that they will see. And bam, the scripture that was on top was as if God was speaking right to me. Not as if, but it was God speaking right to me from His word. And on a loudspeaker, Joshua chapter 1 jumped off the page. You guys, I ask you to open your Bibles with me to Joshua chapter 1. We're going to read the first 9 verses together, and it'll blow your mind. This is the Lord speaking to Joshua after the death of Moses, the Lord's servant. The Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land that I'm giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on the land I have given you. From the Negev wilderness to south of Lebanon, mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River to the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land that I swore to their ancestors. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions that Moses gave you and don't deviate from them, turning either right or left. Then you'll be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction, the Bible, continually. The remedy, you know what I'm saying? Meditate on it day and night so that you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And my friends, this is the scripture that was in that little scripture deck, waiting for me. As I said, Lord, I need a breadcrumb to know that you are in this. The Lord said, "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." My mind was blown. I started to cry. I knew that the Lord would be with me in Texas. The Lord will be with me wherever I go, if He's in it and if He's leading it. You see that? Wherever you go. Thanks, Lord. God's word is the remedy. It always is, and oh my gosh, I needed that. If you are listening and your life is being shaken, if you're being stretched and God is leading the way, know He is with you. I love you, my friends. And from inside my giant pile of boxes, I say, see you next week. Peace.